You wrote a lot about suburbia, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
All right, so what is it about suburbia? Explain that.
Well, how do we think about suburbia? You know, first of all, it's a living arrangement, and it's also an economy. It can also be viewed in sort of macroeconomic historic terms as, and this is how I would put it, the greatest misallocation of resources in the history of the world.
Pretty severe.
The greatest misallocation of resources in the history of the world. We poured all of our post-war wealth into building this infrastructure for daily life that has one outstanding characteristic, which is that it has no future. And the future is now here. And so you have to ask yourself, what is the destiny of this living arrangement we've created for ourselves?
Why does suburbia have no future?
Well, because it depends utterly on cheap and reliable supply, on reliable supplies of utterly cheap oil. And if you subtract that, then it becomes completely dysfunctional. And
people who have commuted from suburbia into the city eventually will no longer be able to afford to do so. Is that it?
Well, that is going to be part of the picture. You know, we also have the problem that the dirty secret of the American economy for the last 20, 30 years is that it has come to be based mainly on the creation of ever more suburbia and the furnishing of it and the accessorizing of it and the servicing of it. And if you subtract all of that, you know, the home building and the tanning huts and the burger barns and the strip mall building and the automobiles, motoring around continually, and you subtract all that activity in motion from the American economy, there isn't a whole lot left besides open heart surgery and hair cutting. And so, you know, people ask me, why does the American leadership seem so clueless about this issue? Why aren't they preparing the American public for this post-cheap oil future?
How would they do that?
Well, here's the problem. Well, first, let me answer my own question, my own rhetorical question. The reason that we're being so poorly prepared is that nobody wants to touch this issue about what the American economy really is, and the fact that it's utterly dependent on this chain of suburban activities, the building of ever more tract houses, the building of ever more strip malls and big box stores, and sooner or later, we're going to bump up against some very uncomfortable limits. We already are. One of them is that the middle class in America has been struggling for a while to keep their incomes up, keep their wages up. In fact, it's been a losing battle. And a great deal of the retail action for the last 10 years has simply been people giving their credit cards a workout, and we know where that leads.
Yes.
And we know that has to stop sooner or later. So the reason we don't hear about this from our leaders is that they're terrified that if this game of musical chairs stops with the suburban economy and the economy based on building suburban houses, that there won't be a whole lot left. And that means, you know, a lot of unemployed people and a lot of angry unemployed people who are going to be bewildered about the loss of their entitlement to the American dream.
So the destiny of suburbia?
The destiny of suburbia is to become dysfunctional, to lose value. A lot of the presumed wealth in America exists in the form of suburban real estate. That presumed wealth is going to evaporate. It will prove to have been a temporary hallucination.
And so the necessity driven by energy shortages will be to get people close together again, the city life.
That's one way of looking at it, but I wouldn't put it quite that way. There are other options. And you have to sort of look at other activities to see where this is going.
Other options like what?
Well, for one thing, we may not, you know, big cities are going to be in as much trouble as suburbia. Especially the biggest ones, places like Chicago, New York, L.A. New York and Chicago especially being overburdened with exactly the kinds of skyscrapers and large buildings that we're going to have trouble with in a post-cheap energy economy. But getting back to my point, you have to look, for example, to the problems that we will encounter in agriculture when the cheap oil economy starts to falter.
Okay.
You know, we produce all the food for our nation, in essence, by pouring oil on the soils of the Midwest and pouring fertilizers made out of natural gas.
That's right.
On the soils of the Midwest. And
correct.
So we have this agriculture, you know, based on large corporate entities producing cheese doodles and Pepsi-Cola for the American diet. And that is not something that is going to continue for very long. And we are going to get in severe trouble with food production. The upshot of it all is that probably within the next 20 years, we're going to have to be producing a lot more of our food locally and in a different way, in a smaller scale, probably using a lot more human labor. I think there will be a lot of turbulent movement of people away from suburbia and even away from our largest cities.
And all of this, you think, is driven by the coming energy shortage?
Yes, I think that the basic equation of the basic household economy of the American household writ large is going to be changing severely, it's going to require us to live very, very differently. So, you know, you said, will people move from this dysfunctional suburbia into the cities?
Yes.
I think we will see more likely that they will be moving into smaller towns and smaller cities, and the most successful places will be those places that have a viable agricultural hinterland near them, you know, an opportunity to grow food locally. And this, of course, has implications for certain parts of the country,
well,
including the one that you're in.
The implication of what you're saying is that no longer will it be viable to be delivering the groceries to suburbia, basically, right?
Yeah, basically. The age of the 3,000-mile Caesar salad is coming to an end. We're going to have to make other arrangements. But, you know, we're also going to have tremendous problems with employment as vocational niches disappear and whole industries begin to wither. And a lot of those people, I think, are going to find themselves one way or another, sooner or later, redirected into agriculture, which I believe will come much more to the center, return back to the center of American life.